evening, everybody. I call the Tuesday, November 8th Stanton City Council meeting to order. Ms. Vasquez?
Would you like to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. Let's see, what's the victim tonight? Jerry Ristrom.
Please stand if you have your heart ready to honor the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll.
Catching me in here. Council Agency Authority Member Taylor?
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Van?
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez is excused this evening, and Mayor Chairman Shaver is absent this evening.
Okay. Present special presentations and awards, we have none. Consent calendar. Does anybody want to pull anything?
6E.
6E, okay. Anybody want to move the balance?
I'll move the balance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 6C.
Councilmember Warren, 6E, Contract Services Agreements for Professional Services, Community and Economic Development. Mr. Taylor, your questions on the item?
We have two different companies, and the verbiage for them is exactly the same. I'm just wondering, is it a backup or what is it?
Thank you, council members. Yes, essentially what we wanted to do was ensure that the community is always well served with building services. And so currently in this interim time, as you know, Charles Abbott ended service on October 31st. So CSG has stepped in on the interim basis. As we will move forward, they will fill in, and we have Bureau Veritas as well provide services. So should there be time that we need additional plan checking, additional inspection, if a building official should get transferred to some other state, we have a full bench behind them, so we're never going to be lacking.
Okay.
And we don't have to come back to the council and ask in that moment when we're desperate to ensure that we can continue those services.
Were we looking at one time bringing some of that in-house?
Thank you for the question. Members of the council, we are still pursuing bringing in-house one full-time inspector. You actually approved two full-time inspectors. In looking at our current service demands, we think it's prudent to start with one full-time, use contract services for the overflow, and kind of monitor that and see how it goes. We still have in the budget to allow for a second if we wanted to pursue that. We think you're likely going to be well served with that one and then the backup from our consulting services.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. I'll move the 6E.
Okay. Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It's moved. Public hearings, we have none. Unfinished business, we have none. New business, homelessness and public safety pilot program. Is that you?
Yes, that is. Good evening, honorable council members. At its meeting of October 25th, the council directed the city manager to work with the chief of police and public safety director regarding implementation of the homelessness and public safety pilot program. The objective of the pilot program is to bring together, for the first time, a fully staffed and dedicated team of homeless outreach coordination, code enforcement, and law enforcement to focus on homeless support services, public safety, and quality of life issues throughout the community. If approved by the council tonight, the pilot program will begin on approximately Friday, November 18th, and run for 6 months through May 18th, 2023. The funding necessary for the pilot program is $100,850 to cover the dedicated sheriff's deputy and is proposed to come from the currently unassigned purchase of property housing opportunities, ARPA allocation, of approximately $2.7 million. The pilot program team will work together hand in hand on a daily basis approximately 40 hours per week to travel together throughout the city, ensuring all necessary resources are available in real time. First, to offer services and placement to those individuals experiencing homelessness on our city streets. second, to ensure the city's municipal code is being enforced, and finally, to promote a high quality of life for all Stanton residents and businesses through appropriate enforcement. During the pilot period, the council will receive bi-monthly status updates to measure productivity, effectiveness, and community impact. That concludes my staff report, and staff is available to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions? Nope. Do I hear a motion?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done.
That was easy.
Next, oral communications public. Do we have anybody that would like to speak, lecture us, anything? Nope. Written communications, mayor, chairman, council, agency, authority, initiated business. Do we have any? Nope. Committee reports, council, agency, authority, announcements. Nope. Council, agency, authority, initiated items for a future meeting. Nope. Council, agency, authority, initiated items for a future study session. Nope. Okay. Items from city attorney, agency, council. Do we have any?
Thank you, council members. I have
items. Fine. Items from city manager, executive director.
Honorable council members, no further items.
Orange County Fire Authority.
Yes. Well, thank you. This meeting, this will be a pretty short and brief report. Good evening, honorable council members, city staff, and the city citizens of the city of Stanton. This is going to be the operational report for October of 2022 for the Orange County Fire Authority. During the month of October, the OCFA responded to a total of 376 incidents within the city during this month. 16 of those were reported as fires, 343 as EMS or emergency medical services calls, and then 17 as hazardous conditions and miscellaneous. There were no major incidents within the city of Stanton for the month of October to report out during this month. During the same time frame, there's a total of 60 incidents within the unincorporated Orange County area serviced by Stanton Engine and Medic Squad 46. Of these calls, three were fire-related. There was 55 EMS and rescue-related, and three miscellaneous service conditions. Of that call, there was one incident that was worth kind of reporting out. We had a fire in a storm drain that was reported that came in like around 2 in the morning. I know originally crews during the night were trying to extinguish that fire just by not making entry, just by flushing the system with water. But it, by morning at daylight, the fire was a stubborn fire where we had to call in additional resources and specialized crews to actually make entry into a storm drain. And that's considered like what we call a confined space. So we actually utilize, in collaboration with units from Anaheim Fire Rescue, Public Works, and Orange County Fire Authority, we had technical rescue experts that actually make entry into the storm drain and extinguish that fire. That's it for as far as emergency incidents for the month of October. During the month of October is a pretty quiet month for the OCFA as far as community and station events. As you know, we housed the open house at Fire Station 46 on Saturday, October 15th, and that was well received by the public and staff. As far as some miscellaneous information I'd like to report out is during the month of October, we had our promotional testing for fire captains and fire battalion chiefs. We had 27 candidates entered the fire captain's assessment process, and 19 were successful. And we now have one of those newly promoted captains, Fire Captain Jacob Smelter, is assigned to Station 46 on C shift, and he began on October 21st. Additionally, we had 15 candidates enter the battalion chief's process, and we had nine of those candidates were successful in the process. One of which is Fire Captain Chris Sotro, who's normally assigned to Engine 46 on A shift. I'm happy to announce that he will be promoted on November 18th to Battalion Chief, and he'll be working in Battalion 9 in Santa Ana. Additionally, in Battalion 8, we had two additional members. Fire Captain Mike Yen, my administrative assistant, he was also successful in the process. And he'll be, unfortunately, and fortunately, he'll be leaving me in probably early of 2023 when he receives his promotion to Battalion Chief. And then I'd also like to welcome Fire Captain Juan Perez. He was at a fire station, he's actually found a fire station of Battalion 9's area, But he'll be promoted to battalion chief, and he'll start seeing him here, battalion 8 on C shift, and I'll be bringing him by to the city staff and council to introduce him to the council members and city staff and public. In closing, the month of October, the OCFA focused our safety messaging on Fire Prevention Week in coordination with our open house, planning for disasters, home escape planning, and smoke alarms. That concludes my report for the Orange County Fire Authority for the month of October, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you very much, Chief. All right. I just want to remind everybody, we have Veterans Day ceremony, 9 o'clock this Friday, so please come and honor our veterans. And other than that, this meeting's adjourned.